Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. He's the awesome King, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty Father. He is the one that we love and adore. He's the one who created us, and we come to give him thanksgiving. We come to praise him. We come to honor him. He is the Almighty King. He is the one who nothing is impossible for. Yep, he loves us with an everlasting love. God will never leave you nor forsake you. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are great plans to give you a greater future and a greater hope. He said he knew you before he formed and shaped you in your mother's belly. And you are a mighty child of the Most High God. So we're thanking God for you today. You know the Lord loves you so much. His love is not measurable. And he orders our steps every day. He is an amazing God. He is the Father that we need. He is the Lord that we need. He is the one we can trust in. You know, like a baby is in the arms of a mother, that baby just knows the mother's not going to drop it. That baby knows the mother's, you know, the baby knows the mother's body odor. And the baby has such a trust in the mother. They built trust together. So just how the baby trusts in you, that's how you can trust in the everlasting Father. You can trust. He's not going to leave you. No, 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 no. He knows you inside out. He knows everything about you. He is faithful. God is a faithful God. He's a loving God. Don't believe the lies of the enemy that tell you you're all alone and nobody loves you. Oh, that's a lie from the enemy. God loves you more than you can even imagine. Think. Oh, he loves you so much. So we got to give him thanksgiving. We're giving him praise today. We're honoring him. He is the King of Kings. He is the Almighty God. You know the Father, the one that put the moon, the stars, the clouds, the sun. Oh, yes, he allows the planes to fly above the clouds. He's the one that's holding the plane up there. You think it's the wind. No, he's holding the plane. You know, the ships that's out there in the ocean, those cruise liners, those, you know, ships, the cargo ships, he's the one that's keeping them above water. You know, when you ride your bicycle, he's the one that's keeping you pedaling. I know you think it's your legs that's keeping you pedaling the bicycle. Oh, no, it's God, the Almighty Father. You know, when you are driving down the street and you're going the speed limit 70 miles an hour and those cars are going look like 95 and 200 miles an hour, he's the one that's keeping them from not running into you, from not hitting your bumper, from not causing accidents. Yeah, when those people are riding the the motorbikes and they're cutting in and out, he's the one that's keeping them. They may have on a helmet, but he's keeping them. Yeah, he orders the steps of a good person. So allow God to order your steps today. Just relax. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. He's the Almighty God. It's nothing impossible to him. You know, those things that we can't do, we're limited in our knowledge and understand. We're limited in what we can do and what we can't do. But he's the unlimited God. There's nothing our God can't do. There's nothing impossible to him. Trust in the Almighty. Believe in him. He'll carry you through every situation, going through trials, going through tribulations. You know why? They're making you stronger. But the Almighty got you right here in the palm of his almighty hand. Nobody can snatch you out. He's the mighty God. He's the Father of fathers. He's the King of Kings. He's the one who blew his breath in you. He's the one that thank you.
Thank you.
the Lord to order your steps. He know what to do. He said, I know the end of your life from the all the way from the beginning. He created you. He loves you so much. His love can't be measured. It's higher than the highest mountain, deeper than the deepest ocean. His love is immeasurable. You can't measure it. You know, you say, oh, Lord, I did this and I did that and I'm a bad person. No, 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 no. You're created in the image of the Almighty. And there's, oh, my God, he loves you with an everlasting love. He will always be with you. Don't you worry. Don't worry about a thing. The Almighty's got you covered. Yes, he does. He got you covered, going, coming, trials. Oh, yeah, those trials come to make you stronger. Sometimes you go like, Lord, another trial? Yeah, but just wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will renew your strength. So I thank God for each of you coming on today. You know, we're going to have a special time today. We're going to be honoring mothers. Yes, Lord. And we are honoring the King of Kings, the Almighty Lord. We honor him every day. He said, let everybody that have breath praise him. So we are praising the Lord today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. I thank God for you. I unmuted all the lines, so if you got any noise in the background, you may want to mute yourself back. So welcome to the midweek Bible study. Today is May the 10th. Seemed like it was just April. May the 10th, 2023. A good day, a good year. It's a good time to praise the Lord. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. You know, I looked up the meaning of the number 10, and it indicates God's authority over mankind and divine completion. Yeah, he completes what he starts. Don't you worry. Somebody got a little something going on in your background that's picking up on the radio. So if you'll mute yourself back, I appreciate it. You may be stirring a pot. You may be moving a, you know, whatever, but it's coming through. So our scripture today is found in Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord. You hear me? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And listen to this part. Don't try to lean onto your own understanding. Your understanding like mine is limited. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. For praise is comely for the upright. Yeah, trust in the Lord. Don't try to lean to what you understand. You understand, you know, things you've been through, things, you know, but to get God's understanding, you can't trust in your own. You gotta rise above everything you know. You gotta get in the Word and you say, Lord, I just don't understand. You don't have to. Just trust him. Some things we will never understand. We just got to trust him. He may tell you, look, get on your knees right this second and pray. You may be dodging a bullet and you got on your knees, the bullet passed you over your head. You know what I'm saying? You may not understand why he's telling you things, but you just got to obey. Trust and obey. Well, it's time for us, you know, to praise the Lord with our sisters in the Lord. We got Sister Mary Coleman on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Good afternoon, Sister Mary Coleman. How are you today?
I'm blessed.
All right. What are you going to sing today?
Worthy of It All.
Amen.
All the saints and angels bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, you're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. All the saints and angels bow before your throne. their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, "You worthy of it all, Lord, you worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Oh, yes. From you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Lord, you are worthy from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We exalt you, we magnify you, we glorify your name. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Of course, he's worthy of it all. He deserves all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the thanksgiving. Ooh, that we can give him the whole world. Yes, needs to stop and praise our God because he is worthy of it all. Thank you so much, Sister Mary from Jacksonville, Florida. We have Sister Mary Nichols from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm blessed. And I'm just going to let this thing go.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Lord, I come to you today with a simple prayer to pray. In everything I do, let my life, oh Lord, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, let my life, oh Lord, praise you, Lord, you brought me from the grave. For your glory shine was made. You said, Lord, you chose. Oh, Lord, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Bless my life, oh Lord, praise you.
Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, we come to praise the Lord today. This is the day the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. Thank you, Sister Mary. Got two Marys on here, Mary Coleman, Mary Nichols. We thank God for you all. Thank God for the awesome songs y'all sing. Well, it's Jackson, Mississippi time. We're thanking God for Sister Lanny coming on. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G, and for the ladies and gentlemen on the line. Miss G, may I say a word about my dad and my mom before I sing the song?
Sure.
Is it appropriate? Right. My mother passed with Alzheimer's after being married 65 years to my dad. And when I saw that she was not able to dress herself appropriately and with her face and her clothes, I would go on Sunday morning to help her get dressed. And I asked my dad one day, I said, "Daddy, which dress you think mother looked good in?" Daddy said, "Your mother looked good to me in a house coat." Another occasion, my mother's words, my mother was the most unselfish woman I've ever known. My father had 6-7 children, one from a previous marriage, and mother would sacrifice everything so that all of us would be competent and have everything we needed. During the time before she got sick, I would still go over and help get her dressed to go to church, and I'd ride in the car with Dad to the church. And my mother, we were at the car. Mother wanted me to sit in the front seat, and she was going to sit in the back, just loving on me. That's the kind of mom she was. So when I think about parents and Mother's Day, I know that I experienced a glory from God in their impartation of loving me so unconditionally. This song was written for her in her memory. Beautiful is the heart of a woman, a woman who loves her God. How beautiful is the heart of a woman, a woman who loves her God, her God, a woman who loves her God. How beautiful are the hands of a woman who works for God. How beautiful are the hands of a woman who works for God. How beautiful are the feet of a woman who walks for God. How beautiful are the feet of a woman who walks for God. And when she's a mother, and when she's a mother, her children will rise and call her blessed. Ooh, thank you, Lord. That mother is a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. How beautiful is a woman who walks with God, a mother. Oh, that's so awesome, awesome. I thank God for that. Those three awesome songs. And you know it's Mother's Day coming up, so we're going to be praying for families right now. I'm going to ask Sister Mary Coleman if you could say a prayer for senior citizens and their families.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. We come lifting up the senior citizens and their families, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Father, we're asking you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, to bless the families, Heavenly Father, to give quality care to their seniors, and we're asking, Heavenly Father, that they understand, Heavenly Father, that the seniors actually prayed for them just as now they are praying for the seniors, that the young people today, Heavenly Father, understand that they're just standing on the blessings of the seniors, and let them take time to actually take care of their seniors appropriately. In the name of Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless them, that they will be compassionate for seniors. Myself being a senior, knowing the needs of a senior, that we need our families to understand us and to be patient with us, to pray for our health and our strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, I lift this prayer up to you. Amen, 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 and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, because we need prayer. Senior citizens, everybody need prayer. But, you know, we all need prayer. Thank God for prayer time. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. We're going to be introducing ourselves, if you so desire. I'm going to state, you know, like the first few numbers of your phone number, and you can state your name briefly. You know, just say, you know, my name is, and what have you. You know, if you want to say where you're from, that's good, too. All right. Well, the first number is 352-255. You can state your name and where you're from if you like.
Hi, my name is Julia. I'm from Florida.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Julia. All right, 336-775. State your name.
Mary Coleman from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, thank you. We got 918-378. State your name.
Mary Nichols from Oklahoma.
All right. Okay, 904-571.
My name is Marion Williams, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you, Sister Mary. All right, 601-260. State your name and where you're from.
I'm Lanny Spain McBride from Jackson, Mississippi. And just a note, I got in the back seat, the mother got in the front.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, thank
Amen.
You so much. We got 904-616. State your name.
I'm Lynn Maduakake from Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you. I call it Sister A. Thank you for coming on, Sister A. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right. We got, she's originally from Africa, but we thank God for her. We're sisters in the Lord. We go to church together. 904-508. State your name.
Sam, Jacksonville, Florida.
What's your name again?
Sam.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Do I know you?
Yes.
Can you tell me your whole name?
Shirley Ann McKeever Hooks.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. When you tell me Sam, I'm like, whoo. All right, thank you so much. Well, I appreciate you ladies coming on. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of us. Happy Mother's Day is what I want to tell you. Dear Mother, now I'm talking to you and everybody on you. Dear Mother, all mothers, whether you're a birth mother, a spiritual mother, God created you with a special calling. Mothers have courage. They have strength. patience beyond measure. Now, you didn't get that when you were born. God put it in you as he developed you. God chose you before the foundation of the earth and equipped you for the journey of motherhood. God said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you to be a mother, not only to the ones you carried for 9 months, but to the children around you as well. I gave you great faith, a greater measure of faith than you knew was in you. I know the end of your life from the beginning, from the conception of your babies in you. I knew you, and I knew the ones you would carry, the ones I put in you. I knew the ones that I formed and put in you, and I equipped you, and I am always available for you. I knew the journey as a mother that you were on would not be easy, but I've never left you. Even when you felt alone, I was always there. As you birthed your baby or baby, I ordered your steps, how to nurture, how to love, even the things you didn't like about your child or children. I formed you. Like Hannah, you prayed and gave each child that I gave you back to me. For you realized early on in your journey as a mother, you needed me. So neology, prayer on your knees in a chair, became a part of your daily routine, your lifestyle. You have a lifestyle of prayer. You might question, Lord, why me for this particular child? Why did I have to go through this with him or her? As a mother of young children, you might have wondered how you would get through diaper changes, breastfeeding, bottle feeding. The more you did each task, I helped relieve the tears, the wishing of life before you birthed him. Proverbs 31, 1 through 9, like King Samuel's mother taught her sons and daughters how to live righteous lives like the king, like kings and queens were created to be. Like the scripture in Deuteronomy 6, 7, you taught your children morning, noon, and night God's way. You wrote it on the tablet, on the doorpost, on the refrigerator, and you taught them that I am the Lord, the only God. Like Proverbs 22, 6, you trained your children up God's way. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, you have seen your sons and daughters bear their crosses, yet you stood strong and prayed for them. Like Moses' mother, you hid your sons and your daughters in a basket as you prayed for them. Prayer. Like in Genesis 21, like Hagar, you lifted up your voice and cried, Lord, spare my child. Like the Shunammite woman, you prayed when trouble, sickness, and disease came. You said, all is well in the strength of the Almighty. You saw your own eyes. You saw with your own eyes God raised your child or your children from the death spirit to an abundant life. Like the woman in Proverbs 31, you wear strength and honor daily. Your children will rise up and bless you. Your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and the next generation to come will rise up and bless you. Like Moses' mother, you prayed, and you allowed your children to go to school for someone else to watch over them during the day. So Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 21. I'm going to start verse 17 through 21. I'm going to read it. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider you and call for the mourning women that they may come, and send for the coming cunning women that they may come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land, because the dwellings have cast us out. Yet, hear the word of the Lord, women of God. O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing and everyone her neighbor lamentation. For death has come up out of the windows and entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without and the young men from the streets. So, you know what? We got to pray. It's praying time right now. We got to pray for our children that they may live. As mothers, let's pray for our sons and daughters to live and not die. In this generation, this time right now, I know too many children are dying. Too many mothers are neglecting their children. Too many mothers are letting them go places and do things that we, this former generation, would not allow. We didn't let them walk down the street because we didn't have a cell phone. We made sure that, you know, the neighbors watched out for them. We tell our neighbors, look here, watch out for my child. If they're in trouble, if they're doing something, you can correct them. But we took that away. In school, the teachers used to whip us. But we took that away so our children are not covered. We say, God, we don't need you no more, Jesus. Get out of our school. So we, as mothers, we got to rise up and we got to bind up that spirit of neglect. So I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of neglect that many mothers, oh God, are on their cell phone instead of watching the faces of their children. They're too busy. They're too distracted. So, Father, I thank you for teaching. You said older women teach the younger women how to love their children, how to teach, and their husbands and their children, how to be chaste housekeepers at home, how to keep their homes clean, how to cook meals, healthy meals for their children, how to watch over their children, how to mind their own business. We got to pray. We got to thank God every day. When our children leave for school, our grandchildren, when you see school buses, let's pray. We see school buses, let's pray. We walk school, let's pray. We got to pray that our children will come home safely. We can't take it for granted no more that our children will come home. As mothers, we got to rise up. Like the Shunammite mother, we got to say all is well. As grandmothers, we got to say all is well. Like Mary, when she saw her son, she prayed. She prayed. Like Hannah, she prayed for a man child. We got to pray. But see, she was specific. She prayed specific prayers for her. She requested that the Lord give her a particular kind of child. So we got to pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up all our sons and daughters all over the world. We decree and declare they will live and not die. They won't kill each other. They won't kill themselves. They won't shoot anybody. They will live long, fruitful lives. I thank you, Lord God, that they will be saved at an early age. They will begin to get your spirit on the inside of them. Lord, many children don't have the privilege of going to a church building. But, Lord, whether they go to church or not, you're able to get in their spirit. You're able to save them at a young age. You're able to save the 3 and 4-year-olds. You're able to let them hear your voice, oh God. And so, Father, I thank you that as parents and grandparents and great-grands, we won't stop them from knowing who you are. We will teach them who you are. We will teach them that you are the one true and living God. And, Lord, as I read in Jeremiah 9:17-71, oh, my God. He said, call forth the cunning women, the women skillful in prayer. They, Rachel was weeping. Let us not weep for our children. Be gone, oh, God. She was weeping because she lost all of her children. We decree and declare we will not lose another child to suicide. We will not lose another child to premature death. We will not lose a child, again, another child to sickness or disease. We will not lose a child to murder ever again. Father, we will be on the wall as women that are skillful in prayer. As mothers, we will rise up. We won't just pray for us and our children, but we'll pray for the children in preschool. We'll pray for the children in the daycare and the nursery school. We'll pray for the children in the Sunday school. We'll pray for the children in the regular school. We'll pray for the children that are in college. We'll pray for the children that are working. We'll pray for the children to come home safely, to be safe. We decree and declare that they will be safe all the days of their lives. They will live and not die. They will live to see their great, great, great grandchildren. They will tell them about you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I need somebody to pray to bind the spirit of suicide, to loose the spirit of abundant life. So state your name if you want to pray for that. I'm going to call on several things, and you can tell me if you want to pray for it. All right. I'll
Mary.
Call on Mary. Tell me your name. Mary.
Mary Nichols.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I need someone to pray against mothers going through sorrow of any kind. Sorrow and cancel the spirit of juvenile delinquency. We say our children will not be juvenile. They will not go to prison. They will not have crib debt. They will not die by sickness or disease. Who wants to pray for that?
This is Linda. I'll take that one.
Thank you. All right. So I need somebody to pray and praise God, giving thanksgiving for all he's done for mothers all over you and all the mothers all over the world. Got to pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Who wants to pray that one?
Sister Lainey, I'll pray that one.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Lainey. All right. So I need someone to pray for mothers who've lost their sons, their daughters, a grandchild, a great-grandchild, somebody who's lost their children or a child or grandchild. Who will pray for that?
Sister Marion.
All right. Thank you, Sister Marion. All right. And then we're going to be taking requests in a little bit. All right. So, Sister, I'm going to call on you when it's your turn to pray. Sister Mary Nichols, go ahead. You need me to repeat your prayer request? Ask me again. Sister Mary Nichols.
I'm sorry. I have it. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the life itself. So precious. And we thank you, Lord, that you are willing to give your life for ours. And we just ask you, Lord, the children, and everybody is somebody's child, that we will all lean on you, trust on you, and be forever grateful that you have given us life. And, Lord, I just come against those who would prey on children, prey on their mind, and would influence them, sing songs to them about suicide, taking their life, evil. And it is a case of people trying to be their own God. They can't give life, but they want to encourage people to take their own lives. Lord, I just ask that you would put into the hearts and minds and souls of people to be grateful for the life that only you can live, that only you can give to them, and to encourage people all around to support others who might even consider taking their own lives. Lord, this is an interesting time, and help us all, Lord, to share your love and the wisdom, peace, and joy, and whatever is needed that you would give us and them to accept and glorify you through their lives. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Linda.
Yes. Father, we're grateful today. We thank you for how you've brought us together, even though we might not be in the same city. We're not in the same state, may not even be in the same country. But just as you are, Father, and you are omnipresent, Father, I thank you that wherever we are, we can come together on these phone lines, my God, to lift up prayers for families and for fathers, mothers, children, all around the world, Father, and we thank you. We thank you for touching our lives this morning, allowing us to get up and allowing us, giving us your strength that we could walk around in our bedrooms. You allowed us our hands and our arms that we were able to dress ourselves, Father. We thank you that even in pain, God, you're our maker. We can always rely upon you, Father. You're the one that strengthens these earthly vessels, God. We want to be vessels of honor, so we praise you in the midst of whatever we're going through. So, Father, now I lift up mothers and fathers, families that might be going through sorrowful situations, might be grieving in their hearts, whether they're sitting in the emergency room in the hospitals or whether they're sitting at a loved one's bedside, whether they're at a funeral home picking out caskets for their loved ones. Well, Father God, you know all things. We don't know them, but you're the Father and the Creator of all humankind, and we thank you today. We reverence you. Father, we pray that you have put a veil, a shield over the hearts of those that are grieving, those that have lost even. Father, it was brought to my attention 3 days ago that a mother up in Tallahassee was looking for her son. For 2 days she couldn't find him, couldn't hear from him, wasn't calling home. And they did find his car, but when they found his car, they found drips of blood in his car, but not him. But on yesterday, they found his body, and he's no longer living in this earth realm. So, Father, that mother is hurting. The mother of the police officer that was shot getting off work in front of her own home day before yesterday in south side of Chicago, she was shot dead in her yard, my God. It's all over the earth. People are grieving everywhere, Father. So you're the mender. Father God, you're the one. You're the source that can ease the pain. Because when our loved ones pain, Father, we're also paining. So even if we don't know them, we're connected because the body is supposed to be one in you with many parts functioning together as we're doing today. Father, we thank you that you're the Lord and you're in the midst and you comfort us, Lord God, with your word. We thank you, Lord God, that your word say, blessed are the sorrowful, they shall be consoled. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray against juvenile delinquency, Father. Me, having worked in the Department of Juvenile Justice as well as my husband for over 22 years myself and 41 years for him, We have had experience, Lord God, with juvenile delinquencies, Lord. They're, some of them are not even remorseful for their crimes. And, Lord, they even threaten the detention workers that are there to help them, Father. So, Father, we pray that there won't be any children going into the system, because once they're in the system, God, they're in the system. We've seen them from 8 years old all the way up to 18, Father. So, Father, that's not a place. Let the parents begin, Lord God, to, even if they can now, take them to visit the facilities and let them see, let them know, Father God, that there's not a place that they want to start out in and be in the system for the rest of their lives. Father, we also lift up, Lord God, crib death. I haven't heard from that about that one since way back in the 70s, Father, but we know death is on the rampage, Father. The enemy of this world, the enemy of God, hates us. And from the crib on up, he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to rob them before they even have a chance, Lord God, to fulfill purpose you have put inside of them. So, Father, we render the works of the enemy inoperable against all of these prayers that are going up before you today. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, bring peace to the heart where there is hurt, where there's parents whose kids are locked up, where there's parents dealing with death. Lord God, in Jesus' name, give them your peace, Father, not the peace of the world, but your peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Lanny, I'm going to ask Sister Marion to pray before you. Pray for mothers who lost a son or a daughter or a grandchild.
Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Lord God. I have no strength of my own right now, Lord God. I bring all the mothers and grandmothers that have lost loved ones right now, Lord God. We know that you make no mistakes, Lord God, and when our loved ones were taken from us, Lord God, it was your will that was done. And I thank you right now, Lord God, for the time you allowed me to have my grandson in my life. And I pray that all the mothers that had their children in their lives will thank you right now, Lord God. I pray and ask for strength right now. In the name of Jesus, help us to understand right now, Lord God, that when we're grieving, that you will be here for us. I just praise you, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God. And pray that you continue to strengthen us in our time of loss and build us up, Lord God, to continue to lean and depend on you and just continue to praise you, Lord God, and to thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter, Sister Marion. She has experienced death of a child, a grandchild. And so, Father, it is difficult. It's difficult. You know, we expect that our children and grandchildren will bury us. But when it's in the reverse, it's even more, oh, my God, difficult, Lord God. So, Father, comfort and strengthen her during this time, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of death in the name of Jesus, from our children all over the world. I think that we will not be like the woman in Jeremiah, oh God, who lost all of her children. We won't be like Rachel. Oh God, none of us will be like Rachel. We will not lose any more children, grandchildren. We decree and declare abundant life for our children, our grandchildren, even those to be born. They will not die before their time. They will live out all their days in safety, peace, and protection. And so, Father, we thank you for comforting Sister Marion, not only her, but other parents and grandparents who've lost someone very close, a child. It's difficult when you go into church and you see a casket for a child. It's hard. It's difficult. But, Lord, we know nothing is impossible to you. You said, weep with those who weep, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for her strength right now. Give her more strength, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So make our grieving short in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're able to put your arms around her at this particular time. We thank you,
Lord
God, for
thank
what you're
you.
Doing in her. For all the mothers, Lord,
oh, Lord. Jesus.
Lost
thank you,
children.
Lord.
Some of them lost more than one child to murder, to violence, to crime. And so all those mothers who are going through grieving right
Jesus.
Now, experienced it, Lord. We ask you for comfort. We ask you for strength. We decree and declare, oh God, abundant life. Our children will not commit suicide more. They won't die before their time. And we
Jesus.
Thank you for what you're doing in each one of us. In Jesus'
yeah.
name.
Hmm.
All right, Sister Lanny is going to pray and praise God for and thank him for all he's done for mothers.
Amen. Oh, God, how we love you, God. Bless you, God. We thank you that all things are possible because you are God. We say without a doubt that you are the power, you are the glory, and that is forever. Hallelujah. You are a God that is able, that's more than enough. Hallelujah. And we come now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the exceedingly above all grace and mercy that you gave us through mothers, especially today. We're thanking you, God, and praising you, God, for all mothers, those who understood what a mother is supposed to be like, and for those who didn't understand, but yet you use them to bring your seed to the earth so that they can be purposed to be a blessing for you. We thank you, God, for those who've done an excellent job, for those who may be still in training for how to be a parent, and those who fail, but they're still looking for an opportunity to get better, to learn, to know better. We bless you, God, in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for how they love, how they love us. Hallelujah. How they teach and train us. Thank you, God. We know that teaching and training is a hard job because sometimes the love gets in the way and we want a minute whatever thing that needs to be fixed. But because teaching and training is necessary, parents were patient with us. We thank you for parents who are patient with their children. And when we mess up, we thank you, Father, that you've given them the power of your heart that they can forgive us and recommit to loving us afresh even more. We thank you, Lord, for them releasing their courage to, while they were still going through things themselves, they released the courage that said, I'm still responsible for loving my child and trying to help them find the best that they can be. Thank you, Lord. We speak over them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the mothers that spoke over us. Even though they saw one thing, they spoke what you said, the word. They did like the subject. The word of God that says we speak those things and be not as though they were. Instead of speaking what they saw, they speak what they desire according to the word of God. Thank you for their word. Thank you for their courage to do that. Thank you for their heart to do that. Thank you for their love to do that. We thank you for the grace and mercy of mothers who were true mothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that they fought the right fight of faith. When it looked one way, they still held on to your power and your ability to take that disobedient or rebellious child, take it into your care, and as your word say in Isaiah, to hold them in your hand. You know their walls, you know their left, their right, their top, their bottom, but yet you persevered and gave them another chance to get it right. Thank you for parents who, for mothers who knew how to love beyond the break, mothers who knew how to care for us even though we missed it. Thank you, thank you for mothers that celebrated our good when we did something wonderful, no matter how small it might have been, the encouragement. Sometimes the encouragement came from the things they did, but most of all, the encouragement came from who they be, who they demonstrated who they were by their consistency to even have a love that some say rivals your love. We know that the kind of love a mother has come from your heart, and you put it in her heart, God, to protect the seed, to love the seed no matter what. Hallelujah. When all others' opinions were negative, mother was still saying, that's my child. Thank you for that kind of mother. We praise you, God, and we give you glory for her. And we pray, God, that for the strength of mothers who are left in the earth now. We know that parenting is a hard job, particularly in this day and age when they have so many things pulling at the instruction that you've given. And they see all the things that pull them, like the social injustice, the racial tension, even just to understand what's right and what's wrong. We know that the battle is different. Even than when we grew up, there are more challenges that mother faced. My God, in the name of Jesus, give them courage. Give them strength to hold on to the truth of you, that their desire to see your glory demonstrated in their children, their desire to see them walk in fullness of joy because they have trained them and led them to accept you and let you be the Lord in their lives. Bless God their strength now. Bless God their courage, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. All the things that they don't understand, that they still kept faith anyway, we thank you, Lord, for that kind of perseverance. Hallelujah. Just like you look at us and we mess up and you forgive us anyway because you love us. We thank you, Lord, for that kind of love to the mothers. Bless them now. If they're on this line, if they're in the earth, wherever they are, we just pray, God, your strength in mothers this day, that this celebration in 2023 would be different at the end of the year. But we definitely need mothers to be mothers, true mothers. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, Lord, for their obedience to you, and for those who are not there yet, that somebody will, that you will send ministry of someone to remind them that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. If they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, you will give them the equipment they need to do greater exploits as parenting, as a mother. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, we're going to shift gears here. It's sharing time. And so I'm going to ask you to share briefly a profound moment, a time you share it with your child, your son, your daughter, maybe your grandchild, something that touched your heart. So I'm going to share first, and then you can state your name, and I'll call on you, and you can share. So I was, I was turning 70 years old at the time. I'm 75 now, thank God, and I received this phone call from an unknown number. I didn't know whose number, and I said hello, and they said to me, hey, Sister G, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good, and they said, you know who this is? I said, oh, Lord, and I start praying. I said, Lord, I don't recognize the voice. I hadn't talked to him in a while. I called the person's name. She's one of my spiritual daughters. You know your daughters, you know, especially spiritual children, they go and they come. So I hadn't seen her in a while. She said, Sister G, do you have Cash App? I said, yes. She said, okay, I'm going to Cash App you some money. I said, okay. So she owed me like $70. You know how you give your children money? But, I mean, that was like 2 years before this particular time. And I just, you know, said she could have it. I didn't worry about it. So we hung up. I prayed with her. We hung up. And I heard that little jingle in my Cash App. I mean, I'm glad I was sitting down. She Cash App'd me $500. I said, woo! That was a profound moment. I can name some over and over and over profound moments. So who's next? State your name and I'll call him.
Sister Marion.
Okay, go ahead, Sister Marion.
Profound incidents I had, it was with my grandson. I moved up to Jacksonville in 2006. He had a series of strokes after we got up there. He had a series of strokes. He stayed in Wilson's Children's Hospital for 30 days. He stayed on the ventilator. while he was on the ventilator, he was like comatose. But in that comatose state, he was mumbling something. And they had a lot of interns from different places. So one of the guys from Mayo Clinic said, what is he saying? Everybody called me grandma. I said, grandma, what is he saying? I said, put your ear down there and listen and see what he's saying. So the young guy, he put his ear down, and when he got back up, his face was like, you know. I said, so what was he saying? He was saying, I love you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord God. I need you to heal my body, Lord Jesus. My baby came out. My baby was out of coma. He told me, he said, grandma, I have angels all around me. He said, Jesus told me he's going to heal my body. I said, well, if Jesus told you he's going to heal your body, he's going to heal your body.
Mm-hmm.
When he got ready to get out of the hospital, they told me they didn't want me to take him home. They wanted me to take him to like a rehab. And I told them, no, I'm taking him home. They said, well, let us just inform you that he's only going to live probably 6 months. I said to them, I said, the devil is a liar. I said, when he is healed, y'all going to know that y'all had nothing to do with it because y'all didn't know what to do. That was in 2006. The next time they saw my baby was 2017. And you know what the doctor said? They said, we thought he was already dead. So I thank God. He, instead of 6 months, he gave me 11 years more to spend with my grandson. And I tell anybody, I know the power of God, and I know that God is good. Thank you.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. That's an awesome testimony. Thank you. Who's next? Mm-hmm. State your name.
This is Linda. I have quite a few profound moments with God. I think the greatest one for me was my salvation, because I had so many friends that were.
Let me stop you. So we're sharing a profound moment concerning, you know, our children, something we experience with our children, our grandchildren.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, from a grandmother's perspective was profound. A moment when my daughter got saved, and as well when she had, after having so many miscarriages, and the Lord blessed her with a daughter after having about seven miscarriages, and he blessed her with a daughter that she was able to hold in her womb after they went in to take one of her ovaries out. Her ovary had, one of her ovaries had bust, so the baby couldn't get but to a certain distance in her womb. She would always miscarriage, and the set was twins. But my profound moment was when she was able to give birth to my first grandchild.
Amen. And I know that grandchild. Oh, my God. That's Sarai. I love Sarai. I got a big picture of Sarai. I just looked at it yesterday. I said, my God, Sarai is...
Well, my request is that you continue to pray for Sister G.
Don't worry. We're going to have prayer time in just a minute. I'm going to pray. I love my Sarai. Oh, my God. And her grandson, she had another one too, Christian. We thank God for you, Sister Linda. Who's next? A profound moment, you know, that you want to share that you had with your son and your daughter, your grandchild.
Mary Coleman.
Okay.
One of the profound moments that I had with my second daughter, my goal in life was, in terms of my education, was to pursue a PhD. So once my daughter received her PhD, I started crying. She walked up to me and she said, Mother, this is for you. That was a profound moment in my life.
Amen. That's awesome. she received that degree for her mother. Amen. Thank you so much. Who else want to share a profound moment that you shared with your child or grandchildren, great-grand? Anybody else? Nobody else?
I would like to share this. I would share something. Can y'all hear me?
Okay. State your name.
Sam.
Shirley. Okay, we got you. Sam.
Okay, Shirley and McKeever. Everybody call me Sam. Okay, I have two children. They are now 49, 42. And my daughter, I got ill. I was at church this particular Sunday, and I got a call that she had been rushed to. Her husband said he couldn't wake her up. So I told him to call rescue for her because he had been trying to wake her up. So anyway, they ended up at the hospital. When I got to the hospital, I think they were at St. Vincent. So I left church, immediately went to the hospital. She was still in a coma. So I got to the hospital. I whispered in her ear, and I told her, I said, I know you can hear me. You can't speak, but in your heart of hearts, say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. So I repeated that several times, and I left her side and went to the restroom quickly. When I came back, God had miraculously woke her up from out of a diabetic coma, and I praise God for that.
Amen.
That was
praise
a
the
profound
Lord.
Moment.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Sam. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. Who else? Profound moment you had with your child, your son or your daughter, grandchildren, whatever.
This is Sister Laney. I have not any children out of my body, but I've been a teacher since I was 21, straight out of college. And the very first year that I was teaching school, I met a young lady. I was at that school for 3 years. Her name was Isabel. And I just want to preface this statement by saying all of the goddaughters and godsons that attached themselves to me, that God allowed them attached relationships to me to continue to pour in them over the years, God chose them to choose me. I didn't say be my goddaughter, be my godson. But through the impartation of just being a teacher and loving on them and encouraging them, many of them have attached themselves to me, check on me, and they still do that. But this one young lady, her name is Isabel. Isabel has had some rough experiences in her family. I won't go into some of the foundational things, but she had been traumatized by some family events. And her family was dispersed, several brothers and sisters. They were sent to different places in the community when the father and the mother had severe violent separation. And she was living with a brother. And when she was graduating from high school at the school I was working, as a senior, nobody from her family came to her graduation. And at this school, they had a long, long table where family and friends would bring gifts, and they would actually, after graduation, call out the gifts to the family. The kids were very excited about that. She had no family and no gifts. And so I called a preacher friend of mine who was interested in dating me. I couldn't drive. I was 21, never learned to drive, didn't have a car. And so I asked him if he would help me take her somewhere to celebrate her graduation. I was teaching in Florida. I lived in Jackson. So I went by the lady I was riding with. She went by her brother's house and asked if he would let me take her somewhere. He said yes. And so we came to Jackson and went to my dad's house where I was still living there. I called my friend. He came, and he decided, well, why don't we go to New Orleans and have breakfast? And that's what we did. We drove to New Orleans for breakfast for her graduation. And that night, her eyes lit up. And when she got married in my dad's home. And her children began to call my daddy, granddaddy, a son. And today she's still in my life, and she still looks out for me with the little things. You know, I don't push myself to let her know everything that's about me, but she's watching me and trying to figure out ways to bless me whatever she can. So I thank God for her. And there are others, but this one is very special because there was a kingdom connection that God did where she needed a family, another family, and she adopted my family, and my family accepted her. And she still in my life. So I thank God for that relationship. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Someone's got a radio or something you're doing. Can you put your phone on mute, please, because it's coming on the air. Put your phone on mute because it's coming through. All right. Anybody
Sister
else?
G.
Thank you so much. Everybody. Yes?
Sister G, can I share something with my sisters online here? This is Mary Coleman.
Okay. Can you hold on just a second? Let's kind of
sure.
cover. Hold on a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, I want to call on somebody who didn't share yet, and then I'll come back to you, Sister Mary Coleman.
Okay.
All right. Somebody who didn't share. A profound moment that you had with your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, great or whatever. Anybody else? I thank God for my friend Mary Johnson is on the phone with me on the Bible study today. I thank God Mary Johnson and I go way back. Her daughter. Oh my God, that Hope. I was teaching Hope at Sunday school when she was 5 months old. She's grown now and got her own children. So thank God for you, Sister Mary. All right, anybody else want to share? Yeah. I'm sorry, what did you say, Mary?
No, I was just saying thank you. And it was very nice being on the program, hearing the beautiful prayers and God, just praising God, giving God the honor and glory for all his goodness. So y'all take care and continue.
Amen, amen. All right, anybody else want to share before Sister? Yes?
This is Mary Nichols, quickly.
Okay.
My daughters will be here with me this weekend. And for the oldest one, it will be about 5 years since we last had a Mother's Day picture together. So I am right now trying to clean out the guest room. And as I am cleaning out and throwing away things, I just found a happy birthday card to a very special friend. And this is from my older daughter. And she said, I just want you to know how much I love you and that even though we've had our differences, I want you to know that I want to grow up to be like you. And it was such a odd thing to get a birthday card to a friend, and then it's for me. So that was kind of a profound moment in my getting ready to throw away some things. But
hey,
that's
awesome. All right. Anybody else? And then Sister Mary Coleman is going to come back on in a minute. Anybody else? Profound moment you have for one of your children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. All right. Sister Mary Coleman, go back. Go ahead.
Okay. This is really not a profound moment. It was just something I had intended to share with my sisters in the radio program was that since we're talking about Mother's Day, I'm a mother of 12 living children, 35 grandchildren, and 15 great-grandchildren.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Blessed is the person who has their quiver full of them. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Anybody else? We're gonna pray now. I'm gonna take prayer requests, and I'm gonna be praying for people. So state your name and give me a brief. You don't really have to give me the request. I can just pray for you. So state your name and tell me you need prayer. I'll just pray for you.
This is Sister Marion. I would like prayer for my pastor's wife. And she's in the hospital, and she's really going through a tough time. I pray for her. Her name is Amy. And my pastor is Pastor Dale. Pray for them, please.
All right, Father. You heard Sister Mary's request. And I thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do for this mighty woman of God. Lord, she's served so many years. She knows your name, but we're grateful you know her name. And you are there with her because you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So we're thanking you for strengthening her husband during this time when she's on her bed of affliction. We say to her, take up your bed and walk, woman of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for those who are assigned to pray for her, those who are praying diligently for her every day. We've got a lot of people praying for her. So we are thanking you for those who are praying for her daily. We thank you that they won't let up in the name of Jesus. So, Father, heal her body. You're the great physician. You're the great healer. And you say it's the time and the season for everything under heaven. So we thank you, Father God, for all that you're going to do for Sister Marion's pastor and his wife. In Jesus' name, amen. Next person, amen. State your name.
Sam. I want to continue prayer for my first lady, Sister Cynthia Eichelberger, who was found in January on the side of the road unconscious and been in the hospital since January. Just pray for her, please, continuously.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sam's request. Praying for Sister Eichelberger, the mighty woman of God who is the songbird. She can sing to your glory, give you praise, and Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for resurrecting her out of whatever she's going through. We say, woman of God, take up your bed and walk. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. You've done great things while she's been ill. Mm-hmm. But we decree and declare she shall live and not die. She shall continually declare your work, oh God. And, Lord, she's been working. She has been working side by side with her husband in the ministry for years and years and years.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord God, for this mighty woman of God, the things you're doing. Now, Lord, you know it's difficult for a husband to see his wife suffer. She's been with him when he was suffering. Now he's with her. And I thank you for his prayers, his tender love and care for her. A mighty woman of God. Lord, she even had her own daycare. She took care of many young children, Lord. So we just thank you right now for what you're doing. And Sister Eichelberg, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have my daughter on here, Michelin. Good afternoon. We've been talking about profound moments, Michelin, that somebody may have had with their child or their grandchild. So you can think about it for a few minutes while we're praying. If you're able to share a profound moment that you had with one of your children. All right. Next prayer request.
Mary Coleman.
All right, Mary Coleman, go ahead.
I'd like a prayer request for my son, Chester Lee Coleman, Jr., that he will learn how to economize and not live above his means and be able to pay his bills and be a responsible parent to his four children.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard Sister Mary's request. She has a son, and she's requesting that he get to know you, most of all, a relationship with you. I heard what she said, but I'm praying how you want me to pray, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that he will begin to embrace you like never before. He'll be running into your presence. He'll be praising you. He'll be honoring you. People are going to say, man, what happened to him? It's going to be a great transformation. So, Father, many of us are waiting on our sons and daughters for their salvation. their healing, their deliverance. Give him deliverance, oh God. Oh God, give him a greater measure of faith in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for him learning the necessary things that he needs to learn for life and godliness. A turnaround breakthrough is what he needs. He needs you more than anything in this life. He needs you. So, Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do for Mary Coleman's son, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Lanny, you were saying?
Yes, ma'am. I have a sister-in-law in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She was diagnosed with cancer, third stage cancer this week. The cancer was discovered last week. They did tests, and they're in process even today to find out if the cancer had spread it to other areas. I want to propose that about 10 years ago she had a stroke, and the stroke, the doctor told my brother to let her go because the quality of her life would be so poor. He needed to let her go, but he didn't do that. Everything the doctor said was going to happen to take her out did not happen. God turned it around. She's in a wheelchair. She's been in a wheelchair for the last 10 years. Prior to that, they were both Sunday school teachers. They both love the Lord, and they're full of faith. But this is another strong challenge for them. And I just want to pray that God's will, word, and way would bring her to a place of safety as he did before. They also have a granddaughter that suffered with schizophrenia, and bipolar. And that happened after her mother passed, after the child's mother passed, which is my brother's daughter. So they've been through quite a bit and weathered all those storms. But here's another one. We just need supernatural power and miracle to cover them now.
Amen, amen. Father, you're an amazing God.
They're both in their 80s, by the way. They're in their 80s.
Father, you're an amazing God. There's nothing too hard for you. We thank you, Lord God. You said even in our old age, you will never leave us nor forsake us. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are thanking you for everything that you're going to do for Sister Lanny's sister-in-law. You know her. She knows your name. She calls on you for her own healing, for her own health, for her own strength. And I thank you, Father God, for her and her husband. Lord, they've been through her. They are strong vessels of honor. And they're looking to you, which cometh their help. Their help cometh from you, O Lord. Lord, we know doctors can make wrong diagnosis. I think that they will, go to several doctors and find out what's truly going on. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her total healing from the crown of her head to the top of her feet. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, your will be done in her life. And the grandchild, the granddaughter, we thank you for her healing her mind. You're able to deliver us. Even if our minds are captured by the devil, you're able to deliver us out of that. In the name, there's nothing. We call on the God of impossibility to move mountains out of this child, on this child's behalf. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. For Sister Lanny, for her family, in the name of Jesus, amen. All right, amen. Somebody else? Prayer request. All right. Anybody else before we close out in prayer?
Sister,
I'm sorry. Say that again. I can hardly hear you.
Sister Julia for family. For the family.
All right. What did you say you want? You want us to pray for what?
For my family.
Oh, okay.
Prayer
for your
for
family.
Okay.
All right. I got you. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard Sister Julia's request. She's asking for prayer for her whole family in the name of Jesus. Father, we cover her and her whole family with the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. There's healing in the blood. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her family. You know all specifics. specific things. There's nothing you don't know. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit. We are thanking you, Lord God, for bringing them in harmony with each other, closer together. Any kind of friction, remove it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for total healing for Sister Julia's family, emotional, physical, spiritual healing is their portion, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor your presence. We thank you for what you're going to do for Sister Julia and for her family. And, Lord, I thank you for her, bringing her great-grandsons up. She's training them in the way they should go. They come on every Tuesday, and they pray. She has taught them prayers. She has instilled the truth in them. And they're young great-grandchildren, Lord God. So I pray for each one of them as well, for their parents. I pray for their grandparents. I pray for her whole family, her sisters, her brothers, her family, in the name of Jesus. So we bless and honor you for this, for honoring all requests, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Michelin, did you want to share? Are you able to share today?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't get the full disclosure. I mean, not disclosure. I didn't get the full question as far as what okay. should be sharing.
Okay. I was saying we were sharing profound moment that we had with our children, a son or a daughter, a profound moment that you had with your children or your child, either one.
Think about it. Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
Well, I'll tell you one. Her daughter has had a liver transplant. That's a profound moment. And God has, this was when she was 5 months old. And we started praying for baby Chloe. She's 5 months old. She's how old now?
She's 3 and a half.
3 and a half. She sent me pictures. I mean, baby Chloe be running around the house. That's a profound moment. God healed this baby. She has her baby shower. Chloe's been through so much. She would call me, Sister G, we headed to the doctor. I start praying. So she could tell you many profound moments that she's had. So I gave you one of them.
Thank you.
And I want to share with you all a profound moment that she gave me. She's my spiritual daughter. She said, Sister G, she said, I go to Massage Envy. And she set it up for me to massage 2 times. I mean, my body needed an overdue for a massage. So I thank God for you, Michelin, taking me on as your spiritual mom. That her parents are still living, but she added me to the family. And I thank God. That's a profound moment for me.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All right. Well, we're going to close out.
Me. Hello. Hello, Sister G.
Yes.
I want you to thank God for what he's doing in my home. For I know he'll take over the situation, and he will do what he wants to do, that will be what is to be done.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sister A coming on today. You know everything she's going through. She lost her husband recently, Lord God, and she still has a grown son to take care of. But, Lord, work out the details of it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine that you can do. Oh God, he's a grown man, but she still has to care for him. He's going through situations with his body as well. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Anything we can ask, think, or imagine that you can do, there's nothing impossible to you. So move by your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, for what you're going to do in our household in the name of Jesus. You're able to do. You hear her heart cries, her desires. You know everything concerning her. You know the details of her life, oh, God. You know the details of everybody on here. You know the details, oh, God. So we just thank you right now. Or what you're doing and what you're going to do for everyone on here. In the name of Jesus, amen. Anybody
else? Mary Johnson, just pray for me. The prayer that you just prayed, just pray that same prayer for me.
All right.
Thank you.
I pray how the Lord lead me. Sister Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my lifelong friend, Mary Johnson. We've known each other probably 35, 40 years. And I thank you for long life for her. I thank you for healing her body. She needs a healing in her body, oh God. And, you know, we can go back and forth to the doctor, but you're the ultimate healer. You're the great physician. Amen. I thank you for healing Mary Johnson, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you for her children, her grandchildren. We all want our children to be saved. And, Lord, you know she takes care of one of her grown children. She's going through situations with her grown child. But, Lord, she has children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And I thank you for all of her children. She, too, lost her husband a few years ago, Brother Johnson, my good friend. But, Lord, I thank you for taking care of Mary. You've been there with her. You've never left her. You've never forsaken her. And, Lord, she's your faithful servant. She knows your name. But, Lord, you know her fingerprints. You even know her house number. You know the street she lives on. You know everything. You go before, you go with her, and you go behind her. So take care of her. Every situation she's facing, we leave it at your feet. Because, Lord, you said, come to you in the name of Jesus with everything. And we're leaving every care at your feet. You said that we have the sea, the faith of the size of a sea, of grain of mustard seed. That kind of faith can move mountains. So move the mountains out of our lives, oh God. We come thanking you, praising you, honoring you, giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And Lord, we say, you are the Father of all fathers, and we appreciate you. So Lord, this Mother's Day, I think that mothers will celebrate. They will celebrate you. They will honor you. They will give you praise. They will give you thanks. And I thank you, Lord God, like the woman in Proverbs 31. Oh, God, we covered earlier. They wear strength. They wear honor daily. Their children are rising up and calling them blessed in the name of Jesus. Any kind of, you said you bring the fathers and the mothers back to their children. So bring them back. In peace, harmony, love, in the name of Jesus. So we are thanking you, our God, for all that you're doing. I thank you that these mothers will begin to praise you like never before. They'll begin to honor you. They'll begin to thank God for all they're going through. You said in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. So we're thanking you for everything today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I love you all so much. You know God loves you much more. Don't forget to praise the Lord like you lost your mind every day. Give him praise. Open up the word of God and read. Open it up. Every day, read. Say, Lord, what would you have me to read today? Whatever comes to mind, read it. Read the word. You can read it more than one time a day. Read the word. Study the word. Say, Lord, I need to study. How do I study? What do I study? So put your phone on mute if you got pans going or something going on in your house around you. I appreciate it. So ask the Lord what to study. He will give you what to study. So I thank God for each of you all. I appreciate you. I'm going to send you the broadcast. I'll text you the broadcast so you can, some of you didn't get the very beginning of it. But I'll text it to you. You can listen to it later. I love you all. God loves you more. Awesome Mother's Day. Awesome. And you honor a mother. Even though you're a mother, you honor another mother on Mother's Day. Love y'all.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Day.
Love you guys.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Sister G. Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you all. Happy
Sister
G. Yes.
Sister G. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how I lost that first prayer you sent me. I can't find it anymore.
Okay. Call me at home, okay? We got to go.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. All right.